Welcome back to the Midday Show. This is a one of my favorite things to do is to meet new artists and be able to get to know them a little bit. And that's happening right this moment here on the Midday Show. Today I'm talking to Nix Mariglio, who is frontman, lead singer for Kids That Fly. I would describe the band Nick as power pop. But there's elements of what you're doing that I connect to from power pop bands going back a ways. But how do you prefer to describe Kids That Fly, other than a lot of fun, a lot of energy, good tunes?
Yeah, I'll take all those. I've heard power
Yeah,
pop
it
before.
applies.
Yeah, I like power pop. We usually say rock, alternative rock, pop
Okay.
rock. It's
Yeah.
all kind of in the vein. You can kind of catch anything under the alternative umbrella, I like to
Yeah.
think. But power pop, I think, might be the coolest description of it.
Well,
It
I
is
think
pretty
power pop
up-tempo.
is alternate. It's I feel like is alt rock, power pop. It's never really been mainstream. I mean, maybe with a couple exceptions.
Yeah, I mean, early 2000s there, I think there were a bunch of bands that were, I don't know, rock kind of dipped a little bit, but I think it's sort of coming back. So I'm hoping we see a lot more of this power pop rock
Yeah. Well,
resurgence in
it's
the
nice
next
about
couple
it
of
is people it
years.
gets people on their feet. And what's
Yeah.
the latest album?
We just dropped a single. It's called The Boxer.
Oh, the box. Right. I'm going to
Yeah,
play
we're
that. I'm going
working
to play
on
that
an
one.
cool, yeah. It's yeah, we're working on that. That should be kicking into the album coming out in the fall. We're working on it. So they've been
Okay.
flying us back and forth to LA. We're doing a bunch of recording with some producers out there. A couple people in New York too. So we got a little bicoastal vibe to it.
That's beautiful. That's
Yeah,
great.
it's a great time though.
Yeah. First of all, I'm bearing the lead. You guys, the Kids That Fly, are performing at the Buttonball Barn on Friday,
There we are.
which is in South Egremont. For those who don't know, 17 Main Street, right in South Egremont, Massachusetts. Kids That Fly. It's going to be a fun show. Now, here's the thing: there are tables there, people are eating and having drinks and things like that. But what you got to do is get these people on their feet.
Oh yeah,
You
part
know
of
what
the
I mean?
job.
Okay, so and just get them. Because whether they're, I'm not saying they have to dance, but it's a, you guys bring a tremendous amount of energy and fun to your music. So I hope, and it's going to translate, and these people are going to be like, I'm just eating a burger over here. I didn't know it. They're going to push the tables aside and create a mosh pit. I don't know.
Yeah, I
But
hope so.
yeah.
If the music works, that is. The drummer plays pretty fast and loud, so usually people get up and kicking pretty shortly.
That's good. Yeah. So tell me how you guys came together and were you all based? Because you guys are pretty young. I mean,
Yeah.
compared to some of us.
Yeah, we
I'm from.
formed at UConn. We all most of us
Oh.
went to school up over there. We started playing shows in the house party scene,
Yeah.
We had a we would sneak our equipment into
Is that like New London,
basements.
Connecticut? Am I? Where is
But
that?
it's right outside of Hartford. It's
Okay. Oh, okay.
Mansfield Store. We were at the Stores campus, so they
I see.
UConn took over Mansfield and renamed it Stores
Okay.
after Augustus Stores, one of the founders of the university, I believe, if I have my history correct. But yeah, we started playing at the house party there. We played on campus events. Our biggest gig, our second gig that we ever played was at Huskython, which was at the field house with there's probably 2,000-3,000 people in there. So we had a pretty quick jump to playing some pretty fun stuff up there. So UConn's always been really good to us. We've gone back and played at the bar a couple times for a little victory lap. But while we were students there, we played New York. We'd drive down to Brooklyn. It was about a 3-hour drive. We did a bunch of recording there. And after we graduated, we all sort of moved to around the area. I lived in Brooklyn with our bassist for a year. I lived in Manhattan. We're all kind of up around Connecticut, New York area now, and like I said, we keep flying back and forth to LA. So we've been out and around, flying around whenever we can,
But the gravity of music brought you guys back. You guys can't
Can't get
stay
rid of
apart
each
too long.
other,
You gotta get out there and start playing.
especially when we're on the road. It's tough to get away from each other. We're going to be in that van
Yeah.
for 4 weeks now. This is the
Oh,
longest run
lucky
we've done
guys.
so far. So
There's gonna be a smelly van.
Yo, yeah. I think we're bringing a dog for a big portion of it too. Our roadie Ben he's got a
Why?
black lab. Yeah, it should be interesting. Our
Wow.
manager said not to do it. He voted against it. He said, guys, this is going to be a headache. But Well, we love Ben. We love Marlon, his dog. So we're gonna see. We're gonna try and
Give
make
it
it
a
work.
shot. Okay. Well, so
I'll
are you
let you know in
saying,
4 weeks.
are you okay? So wait, is he going to be at the Button Bowl, or that's
No,
later
they're meeting up with us in Lowell. I think it's the fourth or fifth
in
show of the
Massachusetts? Okay.
It's a service animal. He's got a presentation actually for the organization he runs it through in New York.
I
So he's
see.
missing the first couple shows, but
Okay.
we're gonna see. I don't know. I've never toured with a dog before, but
All right. Well, I wish you guys luck with that. I hope it works out great, because the dogs are fantastic. As
oh yeah.
where who writes the music? That you are you seem like you're the de facto maybe leader of the band. I hate to use those terms, but
No, somebody's got to do it. I'm
you're
the
singing and you're playing the guitar and you're up front.
I yap. I'm usually the one talking in at shows and in rehearsals, so I'm sort of de facto leader. But the original material, the first couple songs I had written, and we sort of built the band around that. But the last project and the new songs we've been working on for the album have been a lot more collaborative. We've been working with a couple. Like I mentioned, a couple producers in LA, New York. So we've been kind of shaking the tree and seeing what falls off. There hasn't really been a set process for everything. Our guitarist has been great with putting together the music of a lot of stuff. He'll put together pretty dolled up demos with some sweet guitars, and we'll put vocals on top of it. I still write most of the lyrics. I got to sing them at the end of the day, so I like to keep them in my pocket. But we all
Right.
kind of, pitch in our own ways and all different times. I mean, I play drums on tracks. The most recent track I'm playing bass on, and our bassist is playing lead guitar. So we like to pivot around.
Yeah. Well, it keeps things, I don't know.
Keeps them spicy. Keeps them
Yeah,
peppy, you know?
no, I think it keeps you on your toes, right?
Yeah,
And makes you better musicians, I'm
I
sure.
think it's important. You got to kind of, we've never really had a set process, but we do try and keep it pretty
Yep.
interesting. I've been liking it. We've been doing some cool stuff lately, I think.
And well, we'd love to have you guys at some point. The station is in Red Hook, New York, in the heart of the Hudson Valley, and really nice location. And it's perfect for like bringing in a band that just to play a few songs. We'll keep in touch and we'll try to maybe figure out how to make that happen at some point when you're
Yeah,
coming.
we'd love to.
When it makes sense and you guys are in the area, because we have a lot of now ability to kind of, not only do stuff live, but we have the video now. I mean, our station has kind of entered the 21st century in the last year or so.
The future, nice. Yeah,
So
we're in. I love it.
we'll keep in touch with you, your team. But you guys, the Kids That Fly, and where, by the way, where'd the name come from? Who decided that?
A lot of people ask. I wish there was a little more thought behind it. We were just
Make
kind of
something up.
shooting
Just make
it.
something up.
We were shooting names in the dining hall back in, this must have been 2018, 2019. And the first band I had in high school was called Flight Crew, and we knew we wanted to stick with
That's
that
a good
sort of
name.
theme.
Yeah.
Yeah, and we call our fan section that now. So,
Oh, that's great. That's a great idea. I have a little thing I do, like a duo with my partner. She's could play the keyboard, and though she would argue that she can't, but she can. And we call ourselves the Moving Violations. So,
Oh, nice.
it's a the name's important, and Kids That Fly is a good name.
Yeah, people say they like it, but we were spitting on it, and we kind of landed on that. And it's fun. It's got a little bit of youthful optimism. It's a little
Right.
ridiculous when you put the image in your head. So
Right.
I think
It's
it's
not,
just
is it Kids That
lofty
Fly
and
is not going to be like some morbid, very, very low key,
yeah. No, it's always peppy. It's always up in the air. So I think that was the sentiment. I think we knew what we were doing when we were grabbing it, but it was a pretty spur of the moment decision, but it's definitely evolved in its meaning over time, and keeps everything light and fun, which is important nowadays, I think.
You said it. Nick Cermiglia is the guitarist, lead singer, one of the songwriters for Kids That Fly, who are performing this Friday evening at the Button Ball Barn, formerly known as the Egremont Barn, and sometimes nicknamed the Barn.
The
And
barn.
yeah, this Friday the 27th. And mention your other band members' names, because I think they'll appreciate that.
Yeah,
Tell me who they
Blake,
are and what they're doing.
Braden, Adam, if you're out there,
They're out there.
Oh yeah. Blake,
For listening.
Blake's guitar, Braden plays bass, Adam on the drums, but you know, we all shake it up. We can play whatever they need us to. You
All
know.
right. Well, you mentioned that you have a new single called The Boxer, and we're gonna play it right now. What do
Oh yeah, take a listen to that bass line, folks. That's me. I'm
you
usually on
think?
the guitar, but
Got it. All right. Well, here is well, thank you first of all for
no,
coming
thanks
on
for
the
having me. Love to talk
anytime.
about myself, you know, and the band, of course.
Yeah. Well, we'll have you back for sure. All right. And
Looking forward to it.
this is Kids That Fly, The Boxer on 98.1 KZE.